Yes, team, how are we? Welcome to episode 23 of the Get Up and Show Up live show. As always, I hope we're having a decent week. And in this morning's show, I'm going to be talking about building an unbreakable mindset. This is something I love to talk about and touched on a few times in these episodes over the last couple of months, and we're going to be diving deep into this morning. So as always, if you are in, please do let me know, drop in a quick comment, drop in a quick like, it is always appreciated. Mr. Ian Fraser, the founder of the Get Up and Show Up show, is here. How are you, mate? Hope you're good. Scott, good to see you as always. And it's nice to have these lighter mornings back. Like, I was doing a bit of content yesterday and talking a little bit about this shift and change, the season started to change, and obviously started now to think about the summer months. Like, it's nice to, like I say, have some lighter evenings, some lighter mornings, and it really does make you start thinking about what's ahead. And it's just a lot easier to get up when it is a little bit lighter. So who knows, I may even start doing some of these back in the park that I used to do these shows back in the day for the FFTV days, and this time hopefully not getting chased around the park with dogs and everything like that in the pitch black. So we may switch up a little bit with a change of scenery as we head towards the summer months, but for now we're here and we're doing what we do as always. So let's dive into this: building an unbreakable mindset. There is so much that we can kind of tap into in this and talk about with this, but something I want to talk about this morning is something I was thinking about actually during my run session yesterday morning. It was an interval session, so I was basically doing five rounds of 1K intervals. Guy, how are you, mate? Hope you're good. And it was working at my kind of top end speed, and it's something on a Wednesday that I've been doing different kind of type of these sessions rather than just going out and running. I've been doing hill work, I've been doing kind of longer tempo work, again at higher pace, and then these shorter speed intervals. And it was horrendous, I'm not gonna lie. Like, all of these sessions on a Wednesday over the last like few weeks have been really tough, especially at 5 a.m. But this is what got me thinking, and again, it's this type of stuff that I think is really important to recognise when it comes to not just the physical benefits of doing these physical challenges or training, whatever it is, because often when we're doing these things, of course, we're doing it for the physical reasons, whether that is to lose weight, whether that is to build fitness, whatever it is, get stronger in the gym. But we have to recognize as well that it's not just about them physical benefits, it's actually what it gives us mentally as well. And that's what I really, really enjoy. I wouldn't say enjoy, sometimes it's but I'd say I really benefit from and enjoy the benefits from when it comes to putting myself through any sort of physical challenge, because I know by doing this I'm building a better mindset. I'm building a more resilient mindset, which is a step closer to building an unbreakable mindset. And this is what's really important to note when it comes to saying that you've got an unbreakable mindset. It doesn't mean to say that nothing gets to you and you are never going to be affected by stuff. That's not what that is. It's being able to withstand challenges. It's being able to be more resilient when you are facing challenges and your back is against the wall. That's what, in my opinion, an unbreakable mindset is. It's the response. It's being able to push through when the going gets tough, whether that is a physical challenge or whether that is something that life throws at you. And yesterday, like I say, 5 a.m. doing these intervals, it's the last thing I want to be doing. You know, it's the last thing I want to be doing at that time in the morning. And especially as well, when I was doing the intervals themselves, like at that top end speed, everything in my body was telling me to stop, telling me to slow down. It's like, Mark, you don't need to be doing this. Like, it's ridiculous o'clock in the morning. Just stop, it's fine. But this is where the power of winning these internal battles that you have with yourself in these moments comes in. Because the more that you can win these internal battles, the stronger your mindset becomes, the more resilient you become, because that then is not only going to serve you within these physical challenges, it's then going to really help you when life is throwing challenges at you. And this is exactly what we focus on inside the Unbreakable Dad program. This is what we help the dads do, not just get a physical result. Like, yes, that is the driving force behind what we do. That's the first step behind everything. So that's what we focus on for guys coming in. But once we kind of are on track with that and we're kind of making good progress towards that, it's then also about how can we become more resilient and build this resilient mindset to be able to maintain our personal standards even when we need to be prioritizing other areas of our life because things going on, or we're having to deal with some sort of challenge. And that's what's really important. And I think a lot of people don't take into account. They're just so focused on getting to a certain point physically and not actually recognizing the importance of the mindset behind keeping that result when you're there and being able to withstand challenges and things that are thrown at us all the time as dads. Like, there's so many plates that we need to spin. There's so many things that we need to be doing. And in order to be able to build this resilient mindset, this unbreakable mindset, it works exactly the same as wanting to get stronger in the gym. If you're wanting to get stronger in the gym, you put yourself, your body through some sort of stress and tension over a period of time in order to get stronger in them areas. It's that kind of progressive overload, it's called. Your brain, your mindset works exactly the same. In order for it to get stronger, in order for it to get more resilient, you have to put it through some levels of controlled stress because that's the only way that it's going to get stronger. Pete, good to see you, mate. Ian, good to see you. And that's what's really important, because if you're just continuously shying away from these challenges and you're losing these internal battles that we all have with ourselves, in other words, you're not doing what you said you were doing, then you're not going to be able to build this resilience. You're not going to be able to build this unbreakable mindset because you are not putting it through enough stress and tension in order to grow stronger. Just exactly the same. If you're not lifting heavy enough in the gym, if you're not building that progressive overload in the gym, your body is not going to get stronger. Because it is easy to be able to show up, do what you said you'd do, make progress when life is running smoothly. When things are going to plan, it's easy to do that, right? But when there's a challenge thrown your way, when your back is against the wall, that is where true growth lies. That is the make or break of you being successful in the results that you're looking to achieve. Otherwise, you condition yourself to only being able to make progress when life is running smoothly. And when there's a challenge, the kind of natural default thinking is, I have to stop everything. That's why so many people struggle not only to get a result, but able to keep a result long term, because they're only conditioning themselves to doing this when life is running smoothly, when you know it's easy to be able to show up and do these things. But in order for you to be able to do this long term and be successful in the results that you're looking to get physically, you have to recognize that these challenges, these things that are being thrown at you, that are challenging your personal standards, are challenging your consistency, are challenging your routines, are the very things that are going to help you grow stronger and more resilient in your mind. So I want you to ask yourself right now, how much controlled levels of stress and tension are you putting your brain and mindset through right now? Are you voluntarily putting yourself through these physical challenges, which is not only going to benefit you physically but mentally? I'm not saying it needs to be you need to be getting up at 5 a.m. you need to be doing these huge big challenges, physical challenges, interval sessions. It can be absolutely anything, but ask yourself right now, are you challenging yourself? Are you challenging your current mindset? Because if you're not, then you're not growing stronger, you're not becoming more resilient. And if you are, then this is something that you can really tap into. And that's why any of the big physical challenges I've done, like the marathons I've run, the physical events that I've done, I always reflect on it and go, right, what did I learn from that? What parts of that experience did I really have to dig deep internally and kind of really battle with myself, where everything inside of me was telling me to stop, telling me to slow down, telling me I didn't need to do it. Because we all get that, even if it is not hitting snooze in the morning, that's an internal battle. And if you're continuously hitting snooze and not getting up, not showing up, then you're losing that battle. So you need to become aware of the internal battles you're having with yourself on a daily basis. And how can you start to win more of these battles? Because the more you do that, the stronger you're building your mindset, and you're well on your way then to building what I consider an unbreakable mindset, which means that more often than not, you're going to show up, you're going to do what you said you would do, you're going to be more consistent in the long term. That is going to be the key in order to be able to achieve the result and then also keep it long term. So I'd love to know what you've taken from this morning's show. If you're listening back, and do exactly the same and ask yourself that question, even if you want to share it on here. Are you challenging yourself? Are you challenging yourself when it comes to these physical things, these little internal battles, these internal wins that you have for yourself? How often are you doing this? How often are you recognizing this in order to be able to build that resilience and grow stronger mentally and physically as well? So, as always, thank you for joining me. Those of you that have joined, if you're listening back again, I appreciate you. Let me know what you got from today's session. As always, it's appreciated. And we keep moving forward. We're into the final week of March next week, which is crazy. Final week of the first quarter of the year. So, time is flying by, these weeks are flying by, and we keep doing what we said we'd do and keep showing up as we do as well. So, team, have a fantastic day, and I'll speak to you all next week.